You know the drill by now. Quick firing US Open round one, day three. I'll plan on getting more in depth with the matches as we hit round of 16. There's just too many players and too much going on right now. Today, we're going to start with the women. No big upsets on the women's side yesterday. Iga Swiatek wins in two sets, 6-1, 6-2. Anna Samova also winning two sets, 6-3, 6-2. I was happy to see her out. She seemed like she had a really good attitude after what happened with her at Wimbledon. I was a little bit worried that being back in a slam setting was going to be like triggering for her, but she seems like she's good. Then we've got Naomi Osaka also taking it in straight sets. Can we talk about this outfit? Just everything. The headphones, the roses. It's amazing. And lastly, we've got Coco Gauff. She won in three sets. I was actually a little bit worried about Coco throughout this match. Her serve is still a bit of an issue. And she's been serving very like slowly, very cautiously, like obviously not to double fault. And I think she was just like a little jittery. I can imagine that she's very in her head about her serve right now. So let's hope she can gain some confidence in the coming matches. Now, the only upset we've got on the men's side is Monfils. He loses in five sets. I love Monfils, so it's always sad to not see him go far in like tournaments, but he even says, you know, he's kind of like out there for fun and he's not really out there to try to like get a slam or anything like that. We have Alex de Minaur winning in straight sets, Tommy Paul winning in straight sets, loving this New Balance kit. And hey, Tsitsipas is through. He's through in four sets. Yannick Sinner through in straight sets. Obviously. He didn't seem like he was still sick or anything. It probably really helps that he was in day three of this round one. Felix getting through in three sets. Zverev also getting through in three sets. Musetti getting past Paracard in four sets. I really wasn't sure who was going to win that one, but Musetti pulled it off. Shapovalov getting through in three sets. And lastly, my man, Alexander Bublik. I was also worried about him because he was playing Marin Cilic, former world number three, former US Open champion, but he pulled it off in straight sets, 6-4, 6-1, 6-4. And he didn't play in Toronto or Cincinnati, not for any injury reasons, just because he kind of wanted to like chill out and spend time with his family. So I think this performance proves, we'll see how he performs in the rest of the tournament, but this performance proves like sometimes tennis players should take some time off. As far as round two goes, Sinner now has to play Popper in round two. So that's definitely going to be an interesting match. I mean, Sinner should win, but I think that's going to be one of the hardest earlier matches we're going to see for the favorites. But yeah, that's all we've got. First round is officially complete.